Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is kind of stone. I have a charge on my credit card I didn't approve of. So I called my credit card company and they gave me your number.
Okay.
They said the first transaction was on the 29th. And I did order something through T-Mobile. There was a gift of a dash cam. It was choices of a gift. I chose a dash cam. But the options on there said I only had to pay shipping, which I did that day. And the order number, I can give you that.
All right. Can you provide me with your zip code?
05701.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
05701.
And your name?
Kenneth Stone.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me.
27 Woodstock Ave, Rutland, Vermont. 05701.
Thank you. I do see here we had our dash cam.
Yeah, they gave me a choice of a gift. All I had to do was pay shipping, and I chose a dash cam. I have the order number here if you need it.
Okay. Yeah, so it seems like you got the dash cam. When you pay the $7.95 for the shipping and handling, you were also signing up for the factory direct savings store, which there is that charge of $56.95 if it's not canceled.
I don't know what that means.
It means you signed up for the factory direct savings store and you got charged for it, sir. When you signed up for the dash cam, you signed up for the factory direct savings store with it.
What is that saving? I don't know what that is.
It's where we provide you with a $125 gift card that you use on our site to order different products.
Yeah, I didn't request that, so I don't want it.
Yeah, sir, do you remember paying us $7.95?
I did, yeah. And the receipt says $0 for dash cam. Subtotal $0, shipping $7.95, total $7.95. It has nothing on the receipt about being charged another $56.95. There's nothing on the receipt at all about any extra charges.
Yes, sir. You didn't mean to order this or anything like that, sir?
No, I didn't request to order that. I don't even know what that is, but I don't. All I wanted, they gave me a gift. I wanted the gift. That was it. So it said paying $7.95, so that's what I did. So.
Okay. So you do remember ordering this? You do remember ordering this? You just didn't expect to get that $56.95 charge?
Right. And is that a one-time charge also? Or is that monthly? Or I don't know. What's going on?
It's monthly if it's not canceled.
Yeah, I don't want it. I want my $56.95 back, too.
Okay. Well, I mean, what I can do for you, I can provide you with a 35% refund of the charge for you.
No, I want my refund of my $56.95. I don't want it.
Say that one more time for me, please.
I want the $56.95 refunded to my card, and I want everything canceled.
I can do a 50% refund of the charge, sir, as a courtesy.
I'll just call it Discover Card and I'm going to get all my money back.
Well, the thing about that, sir, if you did contact them, we do win 99% of our disputes because we do show them the information on the site where you did check and agree.
I'm also going to call T-Mobile and tell them you're just scamming people.
Well, we're not scamming anybody, sir. We have to make you check and agree to it before you process the order. That's the thing.
I didn't check any box.
Right. If you didn't check it, sir, you wouldn't have got the product.
Whatever.
That's the thing. But
I know they want to cancel that one refund. So, what are you refunding, sir? If I can tell Discovery.
I'll issue the full refund for you today, sir. It'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
And you're canceling it, so I won't see it again.
Right.
Right. Sounds good.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Is there a reference number I can put on this in case I have to have them call you guys?
That gets sent to your email.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.